in terror. But this was far worse than the dream because Firestar knew that it was happening now, in the real world. And crouched on top of the pile, his fur black against the sun-bleached remains, was Tiger Star, leader of the new United Clan. Firestar forced himself to stay hidden. He had to find out what Tiger Star was doing. Graystripe and Ravenpaw crept forward to crouch beside him. Ravenpaw's fur bristled, and Graystripe looked as if he were going to be sick. After the first shock ebbed, Firestar examined the scene more closely. The hill was made up of only prey bones, not mixed with cat bones like the one in his dream. On one side of it stood the Shadow Clan deputy Blackfoot. On the other side was Leopard Star. Her gaze flicked nervously back and forth across the clearing. Firestar wondered if she regretted what had happened to her clan, and he guessed that her ambition to make her clan strong had blinded her to Tiger Star's real nature. But whatever the former River Clan leader felt, it was too late for her to go back now.
"I can't see my kids," Graystripe whispered, a breath of sound close to Firestar's ear.
Mistyfoot and Stonefur weren't there either, Firestar realized. In fact, most of the cats in the clearing came from Shadow Clan. Though he spotted the River Clan warriors Black Claw and Heavy Step, there was no sign of either Medicine Cat, and Firestar wondered if that was significant. He was still watching, too stunned to know what to do next, when Tiger Star rose to his paws. A few small bones rattled down the side of the hill. The dark tabby's eyes blazed in the fading light as he let out a triumphant yowl.
"Cats of Tiger Clan, gather here around the Bone Hill for a clan meeting."
Immediately, the cats in the clearing approached the hill, crouching low in respect. Others appeared from the reeds.
"You must have built that hill to look like the High Rock," Ravenpaw murmured, "so he can look down on his clan."
The dark tabby waited until his warriors were all in place and then announced,
"It is time for the trial to begin. Fetch the prisoners."
Firestar exchanged a bewildered look with Graystripe. Where had Tiger Star found prisoners? Had he already mounted an attack on Wind Clan? At Tiger Star's order, a Shadow Clan warrior, Jagged Tooth, who had been one of Broken Tail's rogues, vanished into the reeds. He returned a few moments later, dragging another cat with him. At first, Firestar did not recognize the skinny gray warrior, his fur unkempt and one ear shredded and bleeding. Then, as Jagged Tooth pushed him into the circle of cats beneath the Bone Hill, Firestar realized it was Stonefur. Firestar felt Graystripe stiffen beside him and put out a warning paw for his friend not to give them away. Graystripe's ears twitched, but he stayed still and silent, watching. The reeds parted again. This time, Firestar knew at once the cat who stepped into the clearing, his fur sleek and his head raised proudly. It was Darkstripe.
"Traitor," Firestar thought, his belly clenching in anger. More movement in the reeds heralded the arrival of another Shadow Clan warrior who was shepherding two smaller cats, one a silver-gray tabby and the other with thick gray fur. They were as thin as stone fur, their steps unsteady as they staggered into the clearing. Huddling together in the shadow of the Bone Hill, they looked around them with wide, scared eyes. An icy chill gripped Firestar's muscles. The two young cats were Graystripe's kits, Featherpaw and Stormpaw.
Chapter 15. Graystripe growled deep in his throat and gathered himself to spring.
"No!" Firestar gasped, leaping on his friend before he could leave the shadow of the reeds. "If Tiger Star sees us, we're crow food."
On Graystripe's other side, Ravenpaw grabbed him by one shoulder.
"Firestar's right," he hissed.
"What chance would we have against all these cats?"
Graystripe writhed desperately, as if he hadn't heard.
"Let me go," he snarled. "I'll flay that piece of fox dung. I'll rip his heart out."
"No," Firestar repeated in an agonized whisper. We'll be slaughtered if we show ourselves now. We won't leave your kits, Graystripe. I promise we won't. But we've got to wait for the right moment to rescue them.
Graystripe went on struggling for a moment longer, then subsided with a grunt of agreement. Firestar let him go, nodding to Ravenpaw to do the same.
Listen, he murmured. Let's find out what's going on.
While they had been holding Graystripe down, Tigerstar had begun to speak, his voice drowning the noise of their scuffle among the reeds.
Cats of Tiger Clan,
he began.
You all know the hardships that we have to face. The cold of Leaf Bear threatens us. Two Legs threaten us. The other two clans in the forest, who have not yet realized the wisdom of joining with Tiger Clan, are a threat to us.
Firestar's tail tip twitched in anger, and he flashed a look at Graystripe.
Tigerstar was the threat. All that Thunder Clan and Wind Clan wanted was to get on with their lives in peace, according to the ancient traditions of Star Clan and the Warrior Code.
But Graystripe's burning gaze was fixed on his two kits, cowering at the base of the Bone Hill. He was unaware of Firestar's glance.
Surrounded as we are by enemies,
Tigerstar went on.
We must be sure of the loyalty of our own warriors. There is no room in Tiger Clan for the half-hearted. No room for cats who might waver in battle, or worse still, turn on their own clanmates. Tiger Clan will not tolerate traitors.
Except the traitor who leads it, Firestar thought. Or Darkstripe, who would have watched his own clan be devoured by dogs.
The cats in the clearing broke out into yowls of agreement. Tigerstar allowed the clamor to continue for a moment, before signaling with his tail for silence. The noise died, and he began to speak again.
Especially, we will not tolerate the abomination of half-clan cats. No loyal warrior would ever take a mate from another clan, diluting the pure blood that our warrior ancestors decreed for us. Blue Star and Gray Stripe of Thunder Clan both flouted the Warrior Code when they took mates from River Clan. The kits of such a union, like the ones you see in front of you now, can never be trusted.
He paused, and his deputy Blackfoot yowled out,
Filth! Filth!
Darkstripe took up the cry, and a chorus of yowls and screeches echoed his words. This time, Tigerstar let them fall quiet in their own time, gazing out over the cats below him with a look of calm satisfaction. He and Blackfoot must have rehearsed all this, Firestar realized in horror. He noticed that it was the Shadow Clan warriors who yowled the loudest. The River Clan cats joined in less enthusiastically. Firestar guessed they might not all fully agree with the Shadow Clan leader, but they did not dare stay silent. The two half-clan apprentices flattened themselves close to the ground, as if they were afraid of being swept away in the gale of the clan's fury. Stonefur crouched over them, as if he could protect them, gazing around with defiance in his eyes.
Where is Mistyfoot? Firestar wondered. Tigerstar knows she's half-clan too. What has he done with her?
Tigerstar spoke again.
Half-clan cats have been tolerated until now. But the time for tolerance has passed. There is no place in Tiger Clan for warriors who owe allegiance to two clans. How can we trust them not to betray our secrets, or even turn on us and kill us? Can we expect Star Clan to fight on our side if we allow those who are not pure in heart and blood to walk freely among us?
No!
Darkstripe screeched, flexing his claws and lashing his tail from side to side.
No, my friends. We must get rid of the abominations in our midst. Then our clan will be clean again, and we can be sure of the favor of Star Clan.
Stonefur sprang to his paws. He was so weak that he stumbled and almost fell, but he managed to stay upright and face Tigerstar.
No cat has ever questioned my loyalty,
he snarled.
Come down here and tell me to my face that I'm a traitor.
Firestar wanted to wail aloud at the blue-gray warrior's hopeless courage. Tigerstar could have swatted him aside with one paw, and yet Stonefur still remained defiant.
Mistyfoot and I never even knew that Bluestar was our mother until a couple of moons ago,
Stonefur insisted.
We have been loyal RiverClan warriors all our lives. Let any cat who thinks different come out here and prove it!
Tigerstar angrily swept his tail toward Leopardstar.
You showed poor judgment when you chose this cat as your deputy, he growled. RiverClan is choked by the weeds of treachery, and we must root them out.
To Firestar's dismay, Leopardstar bowed her head. The gesture showed just how far Tigerstar's power extended, that the once formidable RiverClan leader was unable or unwilling to protect her own deputy. Yet the dark tabby's words gave Firestar hope. It sounded as if Tigerstar was about to banish Stonefur and the two apprentices. If he did, then Firestar and his friends could wait for them at the border, ready to take them back to ThunderClan, where they would be safe. When Tigerstar spoke again, his voice was measured and cold.
Stonefur, I will give you a chance to show your loyalty to TigerClan. Kill these two half-clan apprentices.
An eerie silence spread through the clearing, broken only by Graystripe's gasp of outrage. Luckily, the Tiger Clan warriors were so intent on the scene in front of them that no cat heard him.
Firestar,
Graystripe whispered,
we must do something.
His claws dug into the ground and his muscles bunched, ready to spring. Yet his eyes were fixed on Firestar, as if he would not attack without his leader's order. Ravenpaw's eyes, bright with distress, turned to Firestar.
We can't just watch them die.
Firestar could feel his fur prickling with tension. He knew he could not stay crouching here and hiding while Graystripe's kits were slaughtered a few fox lengths away. If all else failed, he was ready to give up his life in a battle to save them.
Wait just a moment, he murmured. Let's see what Stonefur does.
The blue-gray warrior had turned to face Leopardstar.
I take orders from you, he growled. You must know this is wrong. What do you want me to do?
For a heartbeat, Leopardstar looked uncertain. And again, Firestar began to hope that she would take a stand against Tigerstar and stop the destruction of her clan. But he had underestimated the strength of her ambition and her misguided faith that Tigerstar offered an invincible future.
These are difficult times, she meowed at last. As we fight for survival, we must be able to count on every one of our clanmates. There is no room for divided loyalties. Do as Tigerstar tells you.
Stonefur held her gaze for a moment more, a moment that to Firestar seemed to last for several moons. Then he faced the two apprentices, and they shrank away from him, their eyes glazed with terror. Stormpaw gave his sister a comforting lick.
We'll fight him,
he promised.
I won't let him kill us.
Brave words, Firestar thought desperately. Stonefur was a skilled, experienced warrior, and even in his weakened state, he was a formidable threat to two half-trained apprentices who had obviously been ill-treated and imprisoned as well. The RiverClan warrior gave a little nod to Stormpaw, just like any mentor approving of his apprentice's courage. Then he turned to look up at Tigerstar again.
You'll have to kill me first, Tigerstar,
he spat. Narrowing his eyes, Tigerstar flicked his tail at Darkstripe.
Very well. Kill him, he ordered.
The black-striped warrior crouched low, every hair on his pelt quivering with joy that Tigerstar had given him a chance to prove his loyalty to his new clan. With a grunt of effort, he hurled himself at Stonefur. Pity and fear throbbed through Firestar. He could see only one end to the fight. The blue-gray warrior was so weak that he would be no match for Darkstripe. Firestar wanted to leap into the clearing and fight on Stonefur's side, but he knew it would be suicidal in the presence of so many enemy cats. He knew that he had to hold back in the hope, however slight, of saving the apprentices. Firestar had scarcely known an ordeal worse than the one he faced now, remaining hidden while his friend was slaughtered. Yet Stonefur's skills had not deserted him. Quick as lightning, he dropped backward so that instead of landing on his shoulders, Darkstripe was faced with all four paws, claws extended to rip at his fur. Firestar felt his throat tighten. He remembered a day during his apprenticeship when Stonefur's mother, Bluestar, had taught him that very move.
Bluestar, if you can see this, help him now, he begged.
The two warriors were a clawing, screeching knot of fur on the floor of the clearing. The rest of the cats scrambled backward to give them space, still keeping the same eerie silence. They were so intent on the battle, Firestar wondered for a moment if this might be the best time to rescue the apprentices. But Tigerstar was still crouched on top of the bone hill, with a clear view of the whole clearing, and he would easily see them coming. Stonefur had fastened his teeth into Darkstripe's scruff and was trying to shake the dark warrior, but Darkstripe's greater size and strength were too much. He lost his grip, and the two warriors sprang apart, breathing hard. Blood was trickling from a scratch above Darkstripe's left eye, and clumps of fur were missing from his flank. Stonefur's pelt was even more ragged, and as he shook one forepaw, spots of blood spattered on the ground.
Get a move on, Darkstripe!
Blackfoot jeered.
You're fighting like a kitty pet!
With a hiss of fury, Darkstripe launched another attack, but Stonefur was ready for him again. Slipping to one side, he raked his claws down Darkstripe's side and followed up with a blow to his back leg as the dark warrior crashed past him. Stonefur staggered from the force of the impact, but by the time Darkstripe regained his paws, he had recovered. This time, the River Clan warrior went on the attack, bowling Darkstripe over and fastening teeth and claws in his neck. Firestar heard Graystripe's intake of breath. His yellow eyes were blazing. On his other side, Ravenpaw was sinking his unsheathed claws into the ground. Firestar felt hope burn in his belly. Was it possible that Stonefur could win? But Tigerstar had no intention of letting Stonefur escape. As Darkstripe struggled vainly to break free, the massive tabby flicked his ears at Blackfoot.
Finish it, he ordered.
The ShadowClan deputy flung himself into the battle. He bit Stonefur on the shoulder and dragged him off Darkstripe, ducking to avoid his flailing paws. Darkstripe sprang on Stonefur to hold his hindquarters down, while Blackfoot scored his claws across the blue-gray warrior's throat. Stonefur let out a gurgling cry that was cut short. Both TigerClan cats released him and stood back. Stonefur's body convulsed as blood welled from his throat. A thin, wailing noise went up from the watching cats, strengthening into a cry of triumph. Even Leopardstar, after a brief hesitation, joined in. The two apprentices were the only cats to remain silent, their terrified eyes fixed on the warrior who had died to save them. Firestar could only stare in horror as Stonefur went limp and the last breath left his body. Chapter 16.
No,
Graystripe's voice rasped in his throat. Firestar pressed closer to his friend, sharing his grief at Stonefur's death and his anger that the RiverClan warrior's courage had been worth nothing in an unfair fight. Blackfoot looked down at Stonefur's body in satisfaction. Darkstripe whirled to confront the two apprentices.
Tigerstar, he meowed, let me kill them.
Graystripe would have sprung forward then, in spite of anything Firestar could do, but before he could move, Tigerstar shook his battle-scarred head.
Really, Darkstripe? A prisoner can defeat you, but you think you could take on two apprentices?
Darkstripe bowed his head in shame. His leader's eyes narrowed coldly as he stared at the two young cats. They were huddled together, trembling with shock. They hardly seemed to realize that their own lives were hanging by a hair.
No, Tigerstar meowed at last. For now I will let them live. They may be useful to me alive.
Firestar flashed a look at Graystripe, who returned his glance with mingled relief and apprehension in his eyes. Tigerstar summoned Jagged Tooth.
Take the apprentices back to their prison.
The ShadowClan warrior dipped his head and herded the two stunned cats away through the reeds. Graystripe's hungry gaze followed them out of sight.
The meeting is at an end,
Tigerstar declared. At once the cats in the clearing began to slip away. Tigerstar leaped down from the bone hill and vanished into the reeds, flanked by Blackfoot and Darkstripe. Eventually only Leopardstar was left. She padded forward until she stood over the broken body of her former deputy. Slowly she bent her head and nosed Stonefur's torn gray pelt. If she meowed a last farewell, Firestar did not hear it, and after a moment she turned and followed Tigerstar through the reeds.
Now!
Graystripe sprang to his paws.
Firestar, we've got to rescue my kits!
Yes, but don't go rushing off, Firestar warned him. We have to make sure all the cats have gone. His friend's body was quivering with suppressed tension.
I don't care,
he spat.
If they try to stop us, I'll rip them all apart.
The kits are safe for the moment, murmured Ravenpaw. There's no need to take risks. Firestar cautiously raised his head above the level of the reeds. By now it was quite dark. The only light came from Silverpelt and a pale glow from the moon low in the sky. The Shadow Clan and River Clan scents were rapidly fading. The only sound was the dry rustle of wind in the reeds. Crouching down again, Firestar murmured, "They've gone for now. This is our chance. We've got to find where they're keeping the apprentices and—"
"And get them away," Graystripe interrupted. "Whatever it takes."
Firestar nodded. "Ravenpaw, are you up for it? It will be dangerous." The loner's eyes widened.
You think I'd leave? After we saw that?
No way. I'm with you, Firestar. Good. Firestar blinked in gratitude. I thought you would be. Beckoning his two friends with his tail, he led the way into the clearing, his paw steps growing hesitant as he left the shelter of the reeds. He knew what he was doing was against the warrior code, but what Tigerstar had done had left him no alternative. He did not know how his warrior ancestors could have watched the slaughter of Stonefur without doing anything to save him. Creeping close to the ground, the three cats reached the stream where rotting Freshkill lay strewn along the bank. In the midst of his cold fury, Firestar spared a moment to be angry at the waste of prey in such a hard season.
Look at that, he hissed.
But we could roll in it, Ravenpaw suggested. It'll disguise our scent.
Firestar gave him a brief nod, approval calming his anger. Ravenpaw was thinking like a warrior. Firestar crouched down and pressed his fur into the decaying carcass of a rabbit. Graystripe and Ravenpaw followed. The gray warrior's eyes were like chips of yellow flint. When all three cats were thoroughly covered with the scent of crow food, Firestar headed into the reeds where he had seen Jaggedtooth disappear with the two apprentices. There was a narrow path along the frozen mud, as if cats regularly came and went that way. All Firestar's senses were alert. As they headed away from the river toward the farmland on the other side of RiverClan territory, the reeds thinned out and the ground rose. When Firestar and his friends came to the edge of the cover, they saw a grassy slope in front of them with an occasional clump of gorse and hawthorn. About halfway up, a dark hole yawned in the hillside. Jaggedtooth was crouched outside it. There are paw prints leading into that hole, Firestar murmured. Graystripe lifted his muzzle to taste the air and let out a faint sound of disgust.
Sick cats, he meowed quietly. You're right, Firestar. This is the place.
He bared his teeth.
Jaggedtooth is mine.
No, Firestar's tail whipped out, signaling his friend to stay where he was. We can't afford a fight. The noise would bring every cat in the territory. We have to get rid of him another way.
I can do that.
Ravenpaw's paws anxiously kneaded the ground, but his expression was determined.
He'll recognize you two, but he doesn't know me.
Firestar hesitated, then nodded. How will you do it?
I've got a plan.
Ravenpaw's eyes shone with anticipation, and Firestar realized that the loner was almost relishing the danger, as if he had missed having a chance to use his warrior skills.
Don't worry, it'll be fine,
the black cat assured him. Straightening up, he strolled out of the reeds and up the slope, his head and tail held high. Jaggedtooth got up and paced forward to meet him, the tabby fur on his neck bristling. Firestar gathered himself, ready to spring if the ShadowClan warrior attacked. But though Jaggedtooth looked aggressive, he did nothing more than give Ravenpaw a suspicious sniff.
I don't know you, he growled. Who are you, and what do you want?
Think you know all the RiverClan cats, do you?
Ravenpaw inquired coolly.
I've got a message from Tigerstar.
Jaggedtooth grunted, and his whiskers twitched as he sniffed Ravenpaw again.
Great StarClan, you stink!
You don't smell so pleasant yourself, Ravenpaw retorted. Do you want this message or don't you?
Firestar and Graystripe exchanged a glance as Jaggedtooth hesitated. Firestar felt his heart thud painfully against his ribs.
Go on, then.
The ShadowClan warrior meowed at last.
Tigerstar wants you to go to him at once, mewed Ravenpaw. He sent me to take your place guarding the prisoners.
What?
Jaggedtooth lashed his tail in disbelief.
Only ShadowClan guards the prisoners. You RiverClan cats are all too soft. Why did Tigerstar send you and not one of our own clan?
Firestar flinched. Ravenpaw had made a potentially fatal mistake. But the loner didn't seem bothered. Turning away, he meowed.
I thought we were supposed to be all one clan now. But suit yourself. I'll tell Tigerstar you wouldn't come.
No, wait. Jaggedtooth twitched his ears. I didn't say that. If Tigerstar wants me, where is he then?
Over there.
Ravenpaw pointed with his tail in the direction of the RiverClan camp.
He had Darkstripe and Blackfoot with him.
Jaggedtooth made up his mind.
Right, he muttered. But you stay out here till I get back. If I smell your stink inside the hole, I'll rip your fur off.
He headed down the slope. Ravenpaw watched him go, then padded up and sat down just outside the hole. Firestar and Graystripe crouched in the reeds as Jaggedtooth passed within a couple of tail lengths of them. He was hurrying now, and did not even stop to scent the air as he vanished down the path. Once he had gone, Firestar and Graystripe bounded across the open ground to join Ravenpaw. Graystripe paused briefly to sniff and meowed,
Yes, they're in there,
before he vanished inside the hole. Firestar stopped in front of Ravenpaw.
Well done.
Ravenpaw licked his paw and drew it over his ear two or three times to hide his embarrassment.
It was easy. He's such a stupid furball.
Yes, but he'll know something's up as soon as he finds Tigerstar,
Firestar pointed out. Keep watch and call out if you see any cat. With a last glance behind him, he plunged into the hole after Graystripe. He found himself in a long, narrow passage carved out of the sandy soil. Thick darkness engulfed him after the first few tail lengths. There was a lingering scent of fox, but it was faint and stale, as if the original occupant of the hole were long gone. Stronger by far was the fear scent rising from the darkness, the scent of cats who had given up all hope. The passage led steadily downward. Before he reached the end of it, Firestar heard the sound of scuffling and surprised mews. One of the apprentices called out,
Father, is it really you?
A moment later, Firestar could no longer feel his fur brushing the passage walls on either side. His next step brought him up against a cat's haunches. He recognized Graystripe by his scent. The scent of the two apprentices was stronger than ever, and with a jolt of relief, Firestar recognized another cat.
Mistyfoot, he exclaimed. Thanks, StarClan, we've found you. Is that Firestar?
Mistyfoot's voice was hoarse, close to his ear.
What are you doing here?
It's a long story, Firestar replied. I'll tell you everything, but first we have to get out of here. Graystripe, are you ready? A tense mew of agreement came from his friend. Though Firestar couldn't see him, he could picture him huddled close to Featherpaw and Stormpaw. Let's go. Firestar meowed, turning with difficulty in the narrow mouth of the underground den. Mistyfoot, we're going to take you all back to ThunderClan with us. Remembering how weak Stonefur and the apprentices had looked, he added, Can you make it that far?
Once I'm out of this hole, I can make it anywhere,
Mistyfoot mewed determinedly.
So can we,
added Featherpaw. That's great. Mistyfoot, I'm so sorry, but we couldn't rescue Stonefur. Firestar began, looking for words to tell the She-Cat about her brother's death.
I already know,
meowed Mistyfoot, her voice ragged with grief.
The apprentice has told me. They say he died bravely.
Very bravely. All Star Clan will honor him. Firestar pushed his muzzle into Mistyfoot's fur, a gesture of comfort. Come on, we'll make sure he didn't die for nothing. Tiger Star will not hurt you as well. His heart thudding with fear, Firestar scrabbled his way back up the tunnel. At the top, he paused to check that it was safe to emerge, then led the way into the open. He felt as if the rancid stench of the prison would cling to his fur forever. Ravenpaw took his place at the back of the group, keeping a lookout as they crept down the slope. Silent as shadows, the cats followed the path through the reeds until they came to the clearing again. It was empty, the bone hill casting its ominous shadow as far as the body of Stonefur lying still in the moonlight. Mistyfoot went over to her brother and bent her head to nose his fur. Outside the darkness of her prison, Firestar saw that she was as skinny and unkempt as the dead warrior, every rib showing, her fur matted, and her eyes dull with suffering.
Stonefur. Stonefur, she murmured. What will I do without you?
Firestar's fur bristled with tension as he listened for the sound of approaching cats, but he forced himself to give Mistyfoot time to mourn. They could not take Stonefur's body with them for the proper warrior's vigil. This was Mistyfoot's last farewell. Stormpaw, who had been Stonefur's apprentice, approached as well. He touched his nose to his mentor's head before padding back to stand beside his father. Firestar could not help remembering Blue Star and how much she had loved her lost kits. Had she been here, he wondered, to lead her son to Star Clan? She and Stonefur had both died bravely, their cruel deaths caused by Tiger Star's evil ambition. Every hair on Firestar's pelt pricked with his longing to confront the dark tabby warrior and make him pay for his crimes.
Firestar, we have to go,
Graystripe hissed, the whites of his eyes bright in the half-light. His words roused Mistyfoot. Before Firestar could reply, she raised her head, gave Stonefur one last loving look, and padded over to where the others were waiting for her. Firestar set a brisk pace back toward the river, feeling himself relax as the stench of the bone hill and the scattered prey began to fade. Graystripe helped the two apprentices along, encouraging them with gentle nudges and mews. Mistyfoot kept up bravely, limping on paws cracked and sore after her imprisonment, while Ravenpaw stayed at the rear, his ears tilted back for the sounds of pursuit. The night was silent except for the murmur of water, and by the time the river came in sight, they had not encountered any other cats. Turning downstream toward the stepping stones, Firestar dared to hope that they would escape undetected. Then, a distant yowling sounded through the reeds, and the six cats froze in their tracks.
The prisoners have escaped!
Chapter 17.
Quick, the stepping stones,
Firestar hissed. Alone, the ThunderClan cats could have raced easily out of danger, but none of them would abandon the prisoners. Graystripe fell back to join Ravenpaw as rearguard, while Firestar tried to urge on the RiverClan cats.
You'll have to leave us,
Mistyfoot gasped.
There's no sense in all of us being captured.
Never,
snarled Graystripe.
We're all in this together.
By now they were bounding alongside the river, the RiverClan cats stumbling in their efforts to keep up. Firestar could already see the ripples in the water where the current was broken by the stepping stones. But the yowling behind them grew louder, and when he turned his head to draw in a rapid gulp of air, he could taste the scent of Shadow Clan.
Great Star Clan, he whispered. They're catching up.
None of the pursuing cats had appeared yet by the time they reached the stepping stones. Firestar leaped onto the first stone, then the second, and gestured with his tail for Mistyfoot to follow.
Hurry,
he urged. Mistyfoot bent her hind legs and leaped, staggering as her paws hit the slippery surface, but managing to keep her balance. The two apprentices came next. Firestar stopped when he was halfway across and waited. the river water lapping his paws, while the other cats leaped out behind him. Because the River Clan cats were so weak, they were agonizingly slow, bracing themselves for each leap. Mistyfoot reached him first, and Firestar edged to the side of the stone to let her go past. The two apprentices were still some way behind. Firestar's claws scraped the rough stone in his impatience, though he tried to stay calm. When the first dark shapes of pursuing cats slipped out of the reeds, he forced himself to say nothing. Stormpaw was just nerving himself to leap. Firestar locked his gaze with the younger cats. "Come on," he mewed steadily. "You're doing fine." But as her brother gathered himself, Featherpaw, a couple of stones behind him, spotted the Shadow Clan warriors racing along the riverbank.
"They're coming!"
she yowled. Caught off balance, Stormpaw misjudged the distance and fell short. His forepaws landed on the stone, but his hindquarters splashed into the river. The current bubbled around him, dragging at his thick fur as he scrabbled to pull himself to safety.
"I'm slipping!"
he gasped.
"I can't hold on!"
Firestar jumped back onto the previous stone, barely managing to balance in the space left by Stormpaw's clawing forepaws. He fastened his teeth in the apprentice's scruff, just as the younger cat lost his grip and slid backward into the river. For a few heartbeats, Firestar felt his own paws sliding on the smooth rock under Stormpaw's weight and the force of the current. Then he spotted Graystripe swimming up behind his son, paws thrusting strongly through the icy water. The gray warrior shoved his shoulder underneath Stormpaw and heaved him upward. Firestar managed to haul the apprentice out to crouch shivering on the rock. Glancing toward the River Clan shore, Firestar saw Ravenpaw urging Featherpaw onto the next stone, getting his own paws wet to leave her space to stand on the driest part. Behind them, the pursuing cats had reached the first stone. Blackfoot was in the lead, flanked by Jagged Tooth and three or four others. Too many to fight, Firestar realized.
"Come on," he yowled. "Hurry!"
He nudged the shivering Stormpaw.
"Keep going, follow Mistyfoot."
Blackfoot crouched, ready to spring, his eyes fixed on the stepping stone where Ravenpaw had put himself between Featherpaw and the Shadow Clan warrior. Firestar's belly clenched. The loner was brave, but his training days were far behind him, and he would be no match for a seasoned warrior like Tigerstar's deputy. Graystripe began swimming back toward Ravenpaw. A wild screech split the air as the rest of the Shadow Clan warriors spread along the bank in a menacing line.
"Keep going,"
Firestar gasped to Mistyfoot.
"Take Stormpaw with you. I'm going back."
But before he could move, a fierce battle yell went up from the forest on the ThunderClan side of the river. Firestar saw three shapes streaking out of the undergrowth, Cloudtail with Sandstorm and Thornclaw just behind him.
"Thanks, StarClan,"
he began, breaking off as Cloudtail leaped toward the river, eyes blazing and claws extended. He was heading straight for Mistyfoot, who was just jumping from the last stone onto the bank. Firestar raced across the remaining stones to intercept the white warrior, barreling into his side and knocking him off his paws.
"Mousebrain!" he snapped. "The enemy is back there!"
He jerked his head toward the middle of the river, where Ravenpaw and Graystripe were tussling with Blackfoot on the central stone. Stormpaw was nerving himself for the last leap onto the bank, while Featherpaw huddled two or three stones farther back. Sandstorm and Thornclaw launched themselves across the stones to face the ShadowClan warriors, the two apprentices cowering at the edge of their stones to let them pass. Muttering sorry to Mistyfoot, Cloudtail sprang after them. Firestar bunched his muscles to follow, but before he leaped, he saw Blackfoot slip off the stone to be swept away in the current. He ducked briefly below the surface of the water, then reappeared swimming clumsily back toward the RiverClan side, his ears flat against his head. The three ThunderClan warriors stood crowded together on one stone, digging in their claws and growling fiercely at the remaining pursuers.
"You'll come no farther if you want to stay alive,"
snarled Sandstorm. The ShadowClan warriors milled about uncertainly on the first two or three stones. Unused to the river, they were unsteady on their paws and clearly unwilling to join battle with the furious ThunderClan cats.
"Get back!"
Blackfoot yelled as he clambered onto the bank, his fur streaming.
"Let them escape. They're only half-clan crow food."
His warriors seemed happy to obey, and within moments all the Shadow Clan cats had vanished into the reeds. Firestar concentrated on helping the two apprentices finish crossing. Graystripe and Ravenpaw followed closely behind. Checking his cats for wounds, Firestar saw that Graystripe had lost a clump of fur from one shoulder, and Ravenpaw's left ear was bleeding, but otherwise they seemed unhurt. "Well done, all of you," he meowed, turning to the other ThunderClan warriors. "I was never so glad to see any cats as when you three came out of the forest. What brought you here?"
"You did," Cloudtail panted. "You ordered extra patrols to watch the border. Lucky for you that we came along when we did."
Firestar felt his legs go weak with relief. StarClan had sent the patrol at just the right moment.
"Okay," he meowed. "We'd better get back to camp. These three cats need to rest. Ravenpaw, you'd better come too and let Cinderpelt look at that ear."
Firestar stayed at the rear in case the ShadowClan warriors decided to cross the river after all, but behind them everything was quiet. After a few moments, Sandstorm dropped back to join him.
"What happened?" she asked. "What are these RiverClan cats doing here?"
Firestar paused to give her ear a quick lick. "They were prisoners," he explained. "If we'd left them there, Tigerstar would have killed them." Sandstorm turned her green gaze on him, horrified.
"Why?"
"Because their parents came from different clans," Firestar explained. "Tigerstar says half-clan cats aren't fit to live in any clan."
"But his own kits are half-clan,"
Sandstorm protested. Firestar shook his head. "No, because Tigerstar was a ThunderClan cat when they were born. At least that would be his excuse. You don't think that the Great Tigerstar would father anything but pure-blooded kits, do you?" The shock and disgust in Sandstorm's eyes deepened, then turned to sympathy as she looked at the RiverClan cats.
"Poor things," she murmured. "Will you let them stay in ThunderClan?"
Firestar nodded. "What else can we do?" The moon was high and bathing the ravine in a silvery light by the time that Firestar and the others reached the camp. Firestar could hardly believe that everything could be so peaceful here, only a short distance from the blood-stained clearing of the Bone Hill and all the violence unleashed by Tigerstar's ambition. But as he emerged from the gorse tunnel into the camp, the illusion of peace was shattered. Whitestorm came hurrying toward him with Brackenfur at his heels. The younger warrior looked distraught.
"Thanks, StarClan, you're back, Firestar," he exclaimed. "It's Tawnypaw! She's disappeared!"
Chapter 18.
"Disappeared?" Firestar echoed in alarm. "What happened?"
"We're not sure."
Whitestorm was calmer than Brackenfur, but his eyes gave away his concern.
"It was Bramblepaw who first said he couldn't find her. I thought he was making a fuss about nothing, but we searched the camp. She isn't here, and no cat saw her leave."
"It's my fault," Brackenfur broke in. "I'm her mentor."
"It's not your fault," Whitestorm assured him. "I sent you on hunting patrol. No cat expects you to be in two places at once."
Brackenfur shook his head despairingly.
"Fetch Bramblepaw," Firestar ordered.
Thornclaw bounded off at once to the apprentice's den. While he waited, Firestar sent Ravenpaw and the three RiverClan cats to see Cinderpelt. Graystripe went with them to explain what had happened and to assure himself that his kits would be all right. Though the Grey Warrior was cold and drenched from the icy river, all his concern was for his kits. And as they crossed the clearing, he stuck close to their side like a bulky shadow.
"I don't know what to think," meowed Whitestorm when they had gone. "Maybe Tawnypaw got some idea into her head and went off by herself. She could be trapped or injured somewhere."
"Or she could be in Shadow Clan,"
Brackenfur interrupted, his fur bristling.
"Tigerstar could have stolen her."
"But Tigerstar was over in RiverClan territory," Firestar told them quietly. "So were Blackfoot and Darkstripe." He saw Whitestorm's ears twitch in surprise, and he knew he would have to explain everything to his deputy as soon as possible.
"He could have sent some other cat to do his dirty work,"
Cloudtail put in. "Have you scented ShadowClan cats around the camp?" Firestar asked Whitestorm. "Or RiverClan?" The White Warrior shook his head.
"No cats but our own, Firestar."
"Then it sounds as if she left willingly," Firestar meowed. Perhaps she just felt like hunting by herself for a change. But he couldn't help remembering the incident before he left the camp, when Tawny Paw had been furious with Small Ear for comparing her with her father. Firestar wondered if he had misjudged how hurt she had felt. He broke off his thoughts as Bramble Paw came up. Tell me what Tawny Paw did before she disappeared, Firestar ordered.
Just the usual apprentice chores,
Bramble Paw sounded anxious. His amber eyes were wide and confused.
We changed the elder's bedding and brought them fresh kill, and I went to get some mouse bile from Cinderpelt to put on a tick in Small Ear's fur. When I came back, Tawny Paw had gone, and I haven't seen her since.
Where have you looked so far?
I went back to where we got the moss for the bedding, but she wasn't there,
his apprentice replied.
And I checked the training hollow.
Firestar nodded. Did you ask the elders if she said anything to them?
I did, replied Whitestorm. But they couldn't remember anything out of the ordinary.
And what about Golden Flower? Firestar went on. Did Tawny Paw say anything to her?
Whitestorm shook his head. She was frantic. I sent her with Mouse Fur to search toward Tall Pines. They aren't back yet.
Did you try to track Tawny Paw? Firestar asked.
Yes, of course, Brackenfur replied. We tracked her to the top of the ravine, but after that we lost the scent.
Firestar hesitated. More than anything, he wanted to believe that there was an easy explanation for Tawny Paw's absence. StarClan forbid he should wish a young cat to be lying injured somewhere, but even that would be preferable to his worst fears, that Tawny Paw had gone willingly to join her father. I'll try again, he decided. It's probably too late, but
I'll come with you,
Cloudtail offered. Firestar gave him a nod of gratitude. Cloudtail was one of the best trackers in the clan. Okay, he meowed. Sandstorm, Thornclaw, you come too. Firestar led the way out of the camp again. Exhaustion dragged at his paws. The night was half over, and so far he had not slept. He would have liked nothing better than to settle down in his den with a piece of fresh kill, but he guessed it would be a long time before he could do that. It was not difficult to pick up Tawny Paw's scent in the ravine, even though it was fading by now, but toward the top he lost it, as Brackenfur had done. Firestar began to suspect that the young cat had leaped from rock to rock, where her scent would not linger, so as to confuse any cats who might try to follow her. Firestar's worst fears flooded back. Had Tawny Paw really been so unhappy in ThunderClan that she felt she had to leave? His thoughts were interrupted by a yowl from Cloudtail among the bushes at the top of the ravine.
Over here! She went this way!
When Firestar bounded up to join him, he too could distinguish the faintest trace of Tawny Paw's scent. He and Cloudtail followed it into the trees, noses to the ground as they focused on the traces of cat among all the stronger, distracting scents of prey. No other cat's scent joined Tawny Paw's. This far, at least, she had been alone. Then, at the edge of a clearing, they lost the scent trail again, and not even Cloudtail's sharp nose could pick it up. A cold wind had sprung up, driving clouds across the moon and ruffling the cat's fur, and as Firestar cast back and forth across the clearing in a last effort to find the scent again, a thin, icy rain began to fall.
Mouse dung! Cloudtail spat. That just about finishes us.
Reluctantly, Firestar agreed. Calling Sandstorm and Thornclaw back from their own searches, he meowed.
Let's get back. We can't do any more.
Sandstorm stood still for a moment, gazing in the direction that the scent trail had seemed to lead.
It looks as if she was heading for Four Trees.
That made sense, Firestar reflected. Four Trees was the obvious place to go if Tawny Paw wanted to meet with a cat from another clan, or to cross into another clan's territory. Every hair on his pelt prickled with dread. He couldn't persuade himself any longer that Tawny Paw had just wandered off to hunt, and he could see from the troubled looks of his warriors that they shared his growing conviction. Tawny Paw had gone to Shadow Clan. When the patrol returned to the camp, Brackenfur and Bramble Paw were still anxiously waiting in the clearing. They had been joined by Tawny Paw's mother, Goldenflower, and Mousefur. All four cats looked bedraggled and despairing in the rain that was falling more heavily now.
Well?
Goldenflower asked as Firestar came up to her.
What did you find?
Nothing, Firestar meowed quietly. We don't know where she is.
Then why aren't you still out there looking?
Goldenflower's voice was sharp. Firestar shook his head. There's nothing more we can do in the dark and the rain. She could be anywhere.
You don't care, do you?
Goldenflower's meow rose, high-pitched with anger.
You think she left deliberately? You never trusted her.
Firestar struggled to answer, knowing that her accusation was half-true. But Goldenflower did not wait. Instead, she spun around and disappeared beneath the branches of the warrior's den.
Wait!
Firestar called, but she ignored him.
She doesn't know what she's saying,
Sandstorm meowed sympathetically.
I'll go and calm her down.
She slipped into the den behind Goldenflower. Tired and discouraged, Firestar turned to Bramblepaw, expecting a similar accusation from him. But his apprentice was standing quietly, and the look in his amber eyes was unreadable.
It's okay, Firestar, he meowed. I know you did all you could. Thank you.
Head down and tail drooping, he made his way back to the apprentice's den. Firestar watched him go. Exhaustion flooded over him. It seemed like several moons since Graystripe had first suggested going to RiverClan to see his kits. A chilly gray dawn was beginning to seep into the sky, and Firestar desperately needed to rest. But there was one more duty to perform first. He had to visit Cinderpelt and make sure the RiverClan cats would recover from their ordeal. As he padded across the clearing to the medicine cat's den, Firestar felt all his doubts about his leadership welling up again. One warrior banished and gone to join his enemy, and willing to kill to prove his new loyalties. One apprentice vanished, and the whole forest caught up in terror and hatred that Firestar saw no way to combat. The vision of himself wearing the mane of Lion Clan that he had seen in the stream seemed a long way away. If Star Clan really had destined him for greatness, Firestar couldn't help wondering if they had chosen the wrong cat. Standing on the High Rock, Firestar watched as his clan emerged from their dens. It was the morning after his expedition to RiverClan territory, and he had called a meeting to tell his warriors exactly what had happened, and to explain the presence of the three RiverClan cats. Mistyfoot and the two apprentices were sitting at the base of the High Rock with Graystripe and Cinderpelt. Firestar was pleased to see that they already looked stronger, as if their energy was coming back after a good meal and with Cinderpelt's care. Ravenpaw had left at dawn, his injured ear swathed in cobweb and a gleam in his eyes as he recalled the battle on the Stepping Stones.
Amazing how my old training came back to me, he meowed to Firestar.
I hadn't forgotten the fighting moves.
You did brilliantly, Firestar purred. You're a real friend to ThunderClan.
Now that Tigerstar is rising to power, I think ThunderClan needs all the friends it can get,
the loner mewed seriously. Ravenpaw had spent a few moments by Bluestar's grave and then set out for the farm near Highstones. Firestar wondered if he would need to call on Ravenpaw for help again. Tigerstar's enemies would have to unite to drive him out of the forest. Yet Firestar knew that the final confrontation must be his alone. He waited until all the clan cats had settled themselves around the High Rock and then began to speak. You've all heard by now that Graystripe, Ravenpaw and I went over to RiverClan territory last night. He described the Bone Hill and the rotting prey strewn around the clearing, and how Tigerstar had whipped up the hatred of his warriors against half-clans, cats whose parents came from two different clans. Firestar's voice shook as he described the murder of Stonefur, and the cats below him shuddered and flattened themselves against the ground in sympathy and terror. Dustpelt growled,
Why aren't we attacking ShadowClan right now, then, for revenge?
Because it's not as simple as that, Firestar replied. ThunderClan alone can't take on ShadowClan and RiverClan combined and expect to win.
We can have a good try,
retorted Cloudtail, springing to his paws. But where would we attack? Asked Firestar. There'll be warriors from both clans in the RiverClan camp, and I don't expect Tigerstar has left the ShadowClan camp unguarded. I feel just the same as you, he went on. I don't like what Tigerstar is doing, and I'm afraid of what he might do in the future. I'd like to know what StarClan wants us to do, but so far I've had no word from them. Cinderpelt, have they spoken to you?
The medicine cat glanced up at him.
No, not yet.
With an angry flick of his ears,
Cloudtail sat down again, and Brightheart rubbed against his shoulder to calm him down. In the brief pause, Firestar wondered if it was true to say that he had received no message from StarClan. There had been the vision of himself in the stream, wearing the glory of LionClan. He thought again of Bluestar's prophecy, that four will become two. Lion and Tiger will join in battle. Suddenly, understanding dawned on Firestar like a ray of sunlight striking through branches. Four clans would become two. Did that mean ThunderClan must join with WindClan?
We're still here, Firestar,
Dustpelt's voice disturbed his thoughts. Firestar started.
Sorry, he meowed. I've called you here to welcome the three RiverClan cats we rescued. You all know Mistyfoot and Featherpaw and Stormpaw, Graystripe's kits. I think we should offer them a place in ThunderClan until it's safe for them to go home.
Murmuring broke out around the clearing as he made the suggestion. Most cats agreed with him, Firestar could see, but a few others were looking uncertain. Longtail was the first to voice his doubts.
That's all very well, Firestar, and I'm sorry for what they've been through, but if they stay here, what are they going to eat? It's the middle of Leaf Bear. We've got our work cut out feeding ourselves.
I'll hunt for them,
Graystripe sprang up to face the clan.
I can feed all three of them, and more of the clan as well.
We're not helpless, you know, added Mistyfoot. Give us a day or two to get stronger, and we'll hunt for ourselves and you as well.
Mousefur got up and spoke directly to Firestar.
It's not a question of who's going to hunt. This is a harder Leaf Bear than usual after the fire. We're all hungry, and we need all the strength we can get if we're going to have to fight this Tiger Clan. I say they should go home.
Sandstorm leaped to her paws before Firestar could speak.
They can't go home, she pointed out. Weren't you listening? They'll be murdered if they do, like Stonefur.
Do you want it to be known that ThunderClan sent cats to their death?
Brackenfur added. Mousefur looked down at her paws, anger making her fur bristle.
It's worth mentioning, Whitestorm meowed calmly, that all these cats are half ThunderClan. They have a right to ask us for shelter.
From his vantage point on top of the high rock, Firestar saw a ripple of shock pass through his cats as they turned to look at Mistyfoot, standing like a living shadow of their former leader. Remembering the hostility some of them had shown when Mistyfoot and Stonefur had shared tongues with the dead Blue Star, Firestar realized that Whitestorm was taking quite a risk in reminding them. But this time there was no hostility. Even Mousefur and Longtail stayed silent. The story of what had happened beside the Bone Hill had swung the sympathy of the clan over to the River Clan cats. The warriors relaxed, their shock subsiding, and there were a few murmurs of agreement with what Whitestorm had said. Firestar looked down at the River Clan cats, where they sat at the base of the rock with Graystripe and Cinderpelt. Welcome to ThunderClan, he meowed. Mistyfoot bowed her head in gratitude.
Thank you, Firestar. We won't forget this.
It was the right thing to do,
Firestar meowed. I just hope you'll feel completely better soon.
They'll be fine, Firestar,
meowed Cinderpelt.
All they need is good food and a warm place to sleep. Yes, there was no bedding in that horrible hole,
Featherpaw fretted, her eyes wide and troubled.
You don't need to think about that anymore,
Mistyfoot promised with a comforting lick. Just concentrate on getting strong again. As soon as you're fit, we'll have to get on with your training. Firestar remembered that Mistyfoot was Featherpaw's mentor. He was wondering about the difficulties of training an apprentice in unfamiliar territory when Graystripe broke in on his thoughts.
Stonefur was Stormpaw's mentor, so he'll need another one now. Is it okay if I mentor him myself?
Good idea, Firestar meowed, and was rewarded by the glow of pride and pleasure in Graystripe's eyes as he looked at his son. We'll hold the ceremony right away. He wasn't sure that it was necessary, given that Stormpaw wasn't truly a member of ThunderClan, but there was something inside him that longed to make contact with StarClan through the old, familiar rituals. Leaping down from the high rock, he beckoned to Stormpaw with his tail. Stormpaw came to stand in front of him, still shaky on his paws, but holding his head high. Stormpaw, You have already begun your apprenticeship, Firestar began. Stonefur was a noble mentor, and ThunderClan grieves for him. Now you must continue to learn the skills of a warrior under a new mentor. Turning to Graystripe, he went on. Graystripe, you will continue Stormpaw's training. You have borne suffering with a warrior's spirit, and I expect you to pass on what you have learned to this apprentice. Graystripe nodded solemnly, then padded over to his son and touched noses with him. Firestar caught Brackenfur's eye. The young Tom was obviously pleased that his old mentor had a new apprentice. Firestar brought the meeting to an end and descended from the High Rock. Glancing around, he spotted Sandstorm not far away. Sandstorm, I want to ask you a favor. The ginger she-cat looked up at him.
What is it?
It's about Mistyfoot. She'll have trouble mentoring Featherpaw properly here. She doesn't know where the training places are, or the dangers, or the best places for prey. Firestar hesitated, not sure if what he was about to suggest was a good idea. Not long ago, he had chosen Brackenfur to mentor Tawnypaw, and Sandstorm had been deeply offended.